USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a new record Saturday administering more than 2.9 million COVID vaccinations. Now nearly 88 million Americans have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. Some states have begun to expand their vaccination programs. In Connecticut, all residents 45 and older will begin to be able to receive the shot starting in 2 weeks. Dr. Marty McCary is a professor at Johns Hopkins University that with vaccination programs accelerating, the U.S. is working its way towards herd immunity.
You know, we're doing spectacular with the vaccination program. We've broken through all the goals, vaccinating 2.5 million doses yesterday were administered, and today we hit a record 2.9 million doses were administered. We've got about 22% of the U.S. adult population vaccinated. In some parts of the country, it's like Alabama and New Mexico, it's 1 in 4 adults now have received at least one dose. So we're doing pretty well.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking on big tech political censorship. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proposed a similar measure last month, introducing a bill that would fine tech platforms that suspended political candidates. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The influx of migrants at the U.S. southern border grew in February, according to a new report, with border agents detaining nearly 100,000 people in the month. That's the largest number of detentions since mid-2019. The Biden administration has scrambled to find the resources to deal with the influx of people, while critics have called out their refusal to call the situation at the border a crisis. Congressman Henry Cuellar says it doesn't matter what you call it. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that the Biden administration needs to own and deal with the situation.
Look, we can play with words. Is it a challenge or is it a crisis? Let's look at the numbers. Since August of last year, the numbers have been increasing. And especially October, November, and December, we were hitting 70,000. In January, we had 78,000. And this is, again, under the Trump administration. Now moving into the Biden administration. Biden might have started under Trump. But when you're the president, you own the situation. Whether it's a success or not a success, it's going to own it. I think in February we're going to get about 100,000. And again, I don't care what we call it, but I can tell you this. Those numbers of people that are being released, they're purposely withholding that information. They've been told not to withhold that information. I now know that they're bringing people from McAllen over to Laredo, processing them in Laredo, and they're going to release them in my community. I represent the both areas, the Valley and, of course, part of the Valley in Laredo. And I've seen this before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.